the golf course, they rang me and they said, we need to cut down this tree because it's obscuring hole number, whatever it was, 15 or something. And I said to them, really? I said, well, have you actually considered moving the golf hole? Cutting down a tree for the golfers? I'm sorry, this tree was there long before your golf. Move your hole. Because they're trying to raise, they're trying to say it's health and safety. Well, if you're so concerned about health and safety, move your hole over there for about 2.5p.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, if you're so concerned about health and safety, move your hole over there.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Nick the Alien. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Okay, Nick, it's okay, you can stop now. Well, hello, everybody. This is me, Paul the Shy Yeti, for episode 2845 of the BFO. Wednesday 26th of December 2018. Some people call it Boxing Day. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, we've got, well, I can't do this anymore.
What's wrong, Paul?
I can't impersonate Big Fatty. We're just going to have to do it, you know.
Do it as you, Paul. Do it as you.
All right. Hello, listeners. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. This is Big Fatty Online. And I've been asked to take over the little show just for today. Yes, 26th of December 2018, Boxing Day. Yes, me and the gang from the Shy Knife podcast. Wow, we're in the studios. It's crazy. We're in the BFO studios. And it's a technological dream, it really is. Wow, no poodle, I'm afraid. No squeaky kitty and no Big Fatty. But we do have, well, I'll introduce you as we go through. I do have my little team with me. And, well, you all know Ick if you've listened to the BFO, because me and Ick have, well, we've been on this show before. Isn't that right, Ick?
Yes, Paul, that's right. We have been on the BFO many, many, many times.
That's right. So, so how was your Christmas, listeners? Was it good? What did we do?
You did a little show.
I did do a little show, yes. I did a little show on 5:48 on Christmas Day, and, I'm sure it was amazing.
Oh, I'm sure it was, Paul. Well, it wasn't too bad.
Thank you, Ick. Blimey. What else did we do? I had a very nice meal. I had some drinks. It was all good. All good. One thing we really ought to do is announce any birthdays, any Boxing Day birthdays.
Oh, Paul, I'm afraid there aren't any.
What, nobody? Nobody at all? Nobody at all having a birthday on Boxing Day? Well, that's a calamity.
I know, Paul. Well, of course, there are some people who have Boxing Day birthdays, but nobody who knows Big Fatty or who listens to the BFO.
Oh, dear, how disappointing. Well, I guess we'll cope. We'll cope. There are plenty of other things happening this episode. We've got Cuthbert the Robot on. He'll be coming along in a minute. We're going to get him to read some Christmas carols or something. Isn't that right, Ick?
Yes, yes. I bet you've never heard a robot read a Christmas carol before, listeners. Oh, no.
Oh, who was that?
I heard a knock on the door.
Oh, yes. I think we have a special guest.
Oh, marvellous. Who is it?
Go and answer the door and we'll find out.
Oh, golly, yes. Okay. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. It's Jay. Jay the Horn Cub.
Hello, what are you doing there?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm all right. Come in.
Thanks.
I've taken over Big Fatty Online today.
It's been a while since I've been in the Fat Cave, whatever he's calling it nowadays.
Yeah. I've taken over, and all of the gang are here. So,
That's awesome. Yeah, just just came over to see if there was anything I could help you with.
Oh, yes. You're not taking over the show for me, are you? You're just here, just passing by.
Of course.
Oh, right, okay. Just wanted to be sure, because, you know, it's not often you get the chance to take over Big Fatty Online.
Yeah, I would never think of such a thing.
No.
I leave it in the capable hands of the professionals.
Mm. Well, you know, I guess... Well, actually, I have got something you could do. Can you make coffee?
Sure.
Good. I'll get it to give you a list run along.
Okay, I'll go wait in the kitchen and let me know when you're ready for your orders.
Yes, thank you. He's very helpful, isn't he? Well, that was pretty good. We had a special guest.
Yes, golly. I do like that Jay the Horn Cub. He's so nice.
He's very nice. I think probably now it's time for Cuthbert to recite a Christmas carol.
Yes, Cuthbert, please.
So, what's Cuthbert doing again?
Well, he's going to read the lyrics for Christmas carol.
Is he? Not going to sing it?
No, Cuthbert doesn't sing. I might join in, though.
All right, you join in. Cuthbert, please, if you would.
Hello, listeners of Big Fatty Online. I would be happy to read you a Christmas carol.
Well, please, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Cuthbert.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on your troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us. Together near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
La 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 la.
Well, that was very good, Cuthbert. Well done. And well done to you too, Ick. Well, I suppose we better move on.
Oh no, Paul, Cuthbert's got some jokes.
What? Jokes? Oh, well, I guess we need some content. Okay, Cuthbert, please do tell us. Christmas jokes, I hope.
Oh yes, Paul, Christmas jokes.
All right, listeners, here we have Cuthbert reading some Christmas jokes.
What happens to elves when they behave naughty? Sander gives them the sack. What is a snowman's favourite breakfast? Ice Krispies. Who hides in the bakery at Christmas? A minced pie.
Very good. Very funny, Cuthbert. Well, thank you. We really must move on now, though. You have a very nice Boxing Day, hey? And, Wes, we'll see you soon. Say goodbye to the listeners.
Happy Boxing Day, listeners.
Thank you, Cuthbert. Thank you. Now, Ick, what's next? You've got the list.
I think Hitty Uncle John has some technical wizardry for us.
Technical wizardry? Oh, dear. I'm not sure. I don't like the sound of that.
Don't worry. Cromarty is with him.
Sorry, BFO listeners. All my team are here. Yeti Uncle John, Cromarty. They're all on my show, the Charlotte Podcast. But what... Yeti Uncle John, what are you up to?
Well, Paul, Cromarty has showed me his special device.
Oh, he has he? Cromarty, what is this special device?
Well, Paul, this is the machine that we use when we are putting together episodes of the Shy Life Podcast, you see. And, it does all sorts of magical trickery. And, listen.
Ding dong, I got a rock. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's Gay Grandma. It is Gay Grandma. Yes, Big Granny. And,
Well, that's Big Fatty's voice. That's an old episode of the BFO. What are you doing with that?
Well, you know, sometimes we use clips of the BFO on the Shy Life Podcast, because sometimes we talk on the BFO, so we like to show listeners what's going on.
Yes, yes.
And why are you here, Yeti Uncle John?
Well, I'm here because, as you heard Big Fatty's voice, and both discovered that if you press this button, something else happens.
Ding dong, I got a rock. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's Gay Grandma. It is Gay Grandma. Yes, everybody. And y'all in to record a little show for the song.
Oh. He goes fast.
Yes, he's going all fast. And listen to this. He's listen to this bit.
It's a year almost. I see some American arts and they're all for shooting Latin work and my whistler.
Is that him going backwards?
Yeah, that's backwards Big Fatty. Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It really makes me giggle.
I
don't know. You're very easily pleased, Yeti Uncle John.
Yes, yes, I am. I've been told that before.
Well... Oh, well, it's nice to have Big Fatty's voice on this episode, even if it is going backwards.
Well, you know, some people would say that it's probably an improvement.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, you'd be afraid the poodle would beat you up.
Hello, it's me, Poodle, hello.
Just a minute, who's this coming in now?
It looks familiar, it's a familiar form. And yet, it's not familiar.
Oh, hello. Hello, it's me, Poodle. Woo! Yes. Hello. It's me, Poodle McNoodle.
It's not. It's Martin. He's dressed as a poodle.
Oh, dear. Martin, please. Poodle isn't a poodle. You're dressed as a poodle. She's not a dog.
You what? Poodle's not a dog?
No.
Oh, dear. I dressed up especially in this poodle outfit, just so the listeners of the BFO wouldn't be upset that the poodle wasn't here today.
Well, that's going to work well, isn't it? The listeners can't see you for a start. Oh, sorry, listeners, this is my friend Martin, another one of our cast. Martin's dressed as a poodle. Martin, look, we're coming near the end of the show. Why don't you just say happy... Boxing Day, all three of you, because we're going to have to say goodbye in a minute.
Oh, right, yes. Happy Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah, happy Boxing Day. Oh, I like this studio. It's pretty good, isn't it? Much better than the one you use, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, it's very technological. Happy Boxing Day, listeners.
Oh, dear.
Paul, before we go, we should cut the Boxing Day cake that I bought.
What?
You brought Boxing Day cake?
Yes, did I not tell you?
No, you didn't. Blimey. Gosh, where is that then?
It's in the kitchen.
Oh, in the kitchen. Oh, Jay's in the kitchen making coffee. So, Ick, will you go and tell Jay to cut the cake?
Oh, dear Paul, you're treating him like a servant.
Well, he said he wanted to come and help. Jay said he wanted to help. I heard him.
Yes, I heard him too. Run along, Ick. You tell him.
Oh, dear. Now you're treating me like a servant. Oh, dear.
Don't worry, Ick.
Dear, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, you know, sometimes little aliens, they get cross.
I guess you're right.
So, this episode that you're doing of the BFO, is it going all right, do you think? Do you think it's going all right?
Yeah, I'd say it was going pretty all right.
Not too bad, not to the usual standard, obviously.
Well, maybe not.
Did you speak to anyone before you started the show? Did you ask anyone's advice? Did you speak to Big Fatty himself?
No, because Big Fatty's he's gone away for Christmas and to see the Hatterina, and well, no, I didn't get a chance to speak to him. Well, I did get to speak to my friends Toby and Lisa, though.
Oh, Toby and Lisa, we love them. What did they say?
Something like this.
Oh, wise Troby and Lisa from Round the Archives podcast. Tell me, I've been offered the chance to do an episode of Big Fatty Online. Do you think I should do it?
Well, if you want to, I suppose.
Yeah, if you think you can fill the slot. Is he good at filling slots?
Oh, yes, I think he probably is. But is that me or Big Fatty? Oh well, anyway.
You.
Oh, right. Well, Big Fatty's quite good at filling in slots as well. Oh dear. Well, thank you for your wise words.
Have a go and see what occurs. That's the only thing I can say.
Yeah, give it a go.
Never know until you try.
No. Oh,
thank you for your wise words.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, Paul, it sounds like your friends Troby and Lisa know what they're talking about. But is there anybody else who has influenced you? Well, when I'm looking for inspiration, I always turn to my good friend Nick, and I say to him, Nick, I'm stuck. What can I do? What's the answer?
It's got to be cake. A cake every time, whether it be angel cake or French fancies, preferably, or coffee. A coffee with a walnut on the top. It's got to be cake. That's the answer.
Cake. Cake.
Yeah. Therein lies your destiny.
Oh, cake.
Cake.
Oh, yes, that's good. I know Poodle would approve of that.
Yes, very wise words. Where's Ick with that cake? Yes, he's taking ages. Ick, what's going on? Where are you?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You're not going to like this. No, you're not going to like this. One little bit.
What? What? What's happened? What's going on? You don't say you've dropped the cake.
No, Paul, it's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Has Jay not made the coffee yet? Oh, dear, you just can't get this stuff.
No, this is what I was trying to tell you. Jay's gone, and he's taken the cake with him.
You're kidding. Really?
Yes, Jay's gone, and so's the cake.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, that poor cake. Well, I hope he enjoys it. Well, I can't believe you'd say that. Oh, no, now what's going on? The phone's ringing. But hello? Hello, who's that? Is that you, Big Fatty?
Oh, no, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre.
Oh, blimey. Hi, Bettina. How are you? Listeners, this is Bettina Dupre from the Shy Life podcast. She's one of our regulars too.
Why are you telling the listeners that?
Oh, but it's different listeners, you see, Bettina. It's not the usual listeners. This is the Big Fatty Online listeners.
We're on a different show, darling.
We're on a different show, yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy.
Sorry, this is Damius Twinklehorn. He's another one of our regulars. It's all getting very complicated.
Oh, darling, we're just ringing in to say Happy Boxing Day. I hope you had a lovely Christmas.
Yes, thanks. Cheers, Bettina.
Oh, yes. Happy. What is it? Boxing Day, yes.
Oh, dear. Look, the music's playing now. Everybody, shush. I've got to do the end bit.
Please, everyone, be quiet. Paul has to do the bit at the end.
Yes. So I do. Oh, blimey, we're running out of time. Listeners, thank you for joining us. And, well, tomorrow there'll be somebody else taking charge of the show. I don't even know who. Anyway, at the start of the show, you heard my old friend Paul, another Paul. But don't worry about it. I just wondered, Paul, if you ever met Big Fatty, what would you say to him? What would your message be to him for 2019?
Well, if you're so concerned about health and safety, move your hole over there at for about 2.5p.
Oh, harsh. That's pretty harsh, Paul. Gosh. Anyway, right. OK, that's it from us. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, yeah, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yes, goodbye. Goodbye, my darlings. Oh, yes, goodbye.
Come and join us on the Shy Life podcast. We have hundreds of episodes before our episode 3000. Okay, enjoy the rest of the holidays. Bye for now.
Boxing Day. Yay!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.